escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, we'll get to the most overcovered stories, sports stories in Houston. We're getting some good ones on the text page. 713-572-4610. Just coming off of Laramie Tunsil being named the 86th best football player by his peers in the NFL Top 100. The NFL is releasing these over the next several days. I think ultimately, Seth, the Texans get five in. And you know I'm a bit of an NFL Top 100 nerd, so I kind of know the trends and things like that, how certain players will be viewed.
Steph Stradley disapproves of your affection for
the list.
The list.
Does she feel they're overcovered in 2025?
She feels that's overcovered,
okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, gotcha. Well, this is a good lead-in.
She takes dead aim at people who get overly agitated about a Houston player's absence from one. It's not like you're faking or anything. You genuinely get agitated about this stuff.
I love lists. I love the NFL Top 100. I love awards. I love accolades. Yeah. It's very easy to consume.
Human beings in general do. Steph Stradley is basically taking, she's taking dead aim at human beings in general. And you happen to be, what are you?
A human being.
A human being.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
Sorry, Steph.
I think.
I'm joking, Steph. We're having fun with it.
Of course. I think they're going to get five. CJ was 20th last year on this thing after his rookie year, the 20th best player. I know he regressed in year two. I don't think enough to where he's not going to be on the list. Like Tua, I think, is already like 92 on the list. I'm like, okay, CJ is viewed as better than Tua Tagovailoa, I think.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, and so I think that it'll be cool. It's going to be nice, and the audio that we get from the opposing players when they do those little three minute videos they do. Usually, you got some opponents talking about the plays he made, this or that. I'll enjoy that.
It'll
infuse me with hope and optimism.
That'll be fun. I think he's going to drop. I think he's going to be probably somewhere in the 60s or 70s. CJ, I'll go 71 if I'm making a hard prediction.
So you're setting the over under at 71. I'm going to take the over on that one.
Meaning
the under then, so like higher than 70.
It'd be like 71. In the 60s or 50s is what you're saying.
I mean he'll be lower ranked, so okay. If we look at the list from 1 through 100, 72 is lower, so under 70.
So you're saying he's going to be 72 or higher?
All right, let's abandon this.
Okay, yeah. I think he's going to be right around 70 somewhere. I think Nico Collins makes the list. He's not made it before. I was shocked he didn't make it after his breakout season, but he didn't. I think he'll make it this year. I think even with the injury, I think the respect level for Nico Collins has gone way up. I think he'll be in the 60s somewhere. About there. You know, he's not.
He's unranked last year.
Unranked.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
You know what? Okay, this is voted on by the players.
Yeah.
And I think the players tend to be way more, I want to say prisoners in the moment. That sounds like a negative, but they're basing it on recent experience.
Recency bias, yeah.
He didn't. I think Nico's going to be higher on the list.
Okay, so further up the list. Okay,
yeah, CJ, I'm going to say lower. Yep. Nico, I'm going to say higher.
Okay. Will Anderson Jr., I think, is going to make his first appearance on this list. I think somewhere in the middle, like somewhere around 50 or 49, I think Will Anderson pops up.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
I might go dead even. Do I get extra credit if it's right at 49?
Yeah, sure.
You put him at 49.
Put him at 49.
I'm going to say 49. Yeah.
49, okay. Danielle Hunter, I think, is going to be right after. Like, as they count down, a little higher up the list. I have Danielle Hunter. I think he was 68th last year. I think he got more shine this year being on the Texans than he had up in Minnesota. It's more of a public team, and at least last year they, you know, at least I think more of a public team. I know Minnesota's been around a long time, but Danielle Hunter did things I think on bigger stages last year.
You know what too is some of his most GIF-worthy plays were in primetime games.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
The one against the Lions, especially, that was when he hit Penei Sewell with that spin. It was beautiful. It looked like ballet.
Yep.
He had a really nice. He had an artistic one against the Cowboys too.
Yes.
So I think, I think he's higher just based on that alone.
The sizzle reel.
More players would have had Danielle Hunter pop up on their social media
their
last
Twitter
year, and they're reminded, like, oh yeah, yeah,
yeah. And he's already in there. Like, he's 68th last year. I think he moves up. I think he's four. I'm going to say around 42. The last one is Derek Stingley Jr., who has yet to be ranked because this is the first time he's ever played a full season. I think if he had the same, like, if his second year, I think if he had what he did in those, like, nine games, if he did that all year, he'd have made the list last year. But he only played, like, nine games. In 2024, he was the best cornerback in football.
Yeah, and I think with Derek Stingley, there is a – he's a cornerback's cornerback.
Yes.
So I think amongst the defensive backs who may have voted on this or the wide receivers, they look at Derek Stingley as, okay, man, this guy does everything technically right, and also he has ball skills. There's an admiration for Derek Stingley above and beyond just the actual production.
I say 19th for Derek Stingley. If C.J. Stroud can be 20th after his rookie year, then Derek Stingley can certainly be in the top 20 after a first-team All-Pro level cornerback at a premium position.
And the way he was playing at the end of 2023 after he was healthy was very similar to the way he played all this season. So it's been a season and a half of seeing some really good, pure cornerback play out of him.
That's a really good point. So I think they get those five. I think they get those five in. Stroud, Nico, Will Anderson, Danielle Hunter, and Derek Stingley.
Well, and you know what happened differently with Stingley this year compared to previous years is that they were having him track the best receiver.
Yeah.
So that's always a big – remember the big debate with Richard Sherman was always like, all right, if he's – like, really, how good is he if you always park him on the left side of the field? So with Derek Stingley traveling with the best receiver way more frequently this year, I think that and having done that at the end and in the playoffs of 2023, that gets a certain measure of respect.
To your point, the highlight that is going to stick in people's brains when they fill out ballots for stuff like this, the pick at the end of the Dolphins game, which situationally was a massive play because it sealed the game, and it was in Tyreek Hill's hip pocket.
Yeah, and both of those picks he had in that game were on Tyreek Hill routes,
that's
too.
Right.
So, and I think the first one was he was lined up in the slot against Tyreek Hill. So, yeah, that's a big one.
Yep. All right, so you had found this yesterday on Awful Announcing, Seth. There's a podcast out there that did I haven't watched it. I bookmarked it. It was about national stories.
The most over-covered sports stories of 2025.
Yeah, and I think
nationally.
It felt like the genesis of it from all the, you know, the promo of the podcast that I saw is that Caitlin Clark is a big catalyst for this topic because people feel like she's, you know, that not just Caitlin Clark, but all the hoopla surrounding her, good and
that
bad.
That definitely, yeah, and I could see people getting, because we don't talk that much Caitlin Clark in here, but the nationally it's all over ESPN all the time.
All the time.
So I think there's a lot of people that have just been bludgeoned over the head with WNBA talk that's also specifically Caitlin Clark talk, and they're probably sick of it.
So you and I were texting about this yesterday. When you texted that over to me, you the first one that popped into your head that maybe were stories that have been over-covered here, especially maybe over-covered on our station or even our show. The first one you thought of with us was all the hand-wringing over C.J. Stroud's shoulder in
OTAs. I'm guilty of this. Yeah, I'm 100% guilty of this. And I honestly, I don't apologize for it because there's still a level of concern that he had any issue whatsoever. And I'm actually a little bit more concerned now that it sounds like it was because he was training too hard in the weight room. Like, I remember when Ryan Mallett tore his pec in the weight room the week after his first start. I do not want my quarterbacks having any kind of injuries in the weight room.
Yep.
You need a Tom Brady physique and nothing more, okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
So that was the one you brought up. The one that I brought up in reply to you was Jose Altuve's move to left field. We beat that one up pretty good.
We beat it. We beat it about the head and shoulders for a long time.
Yeah.
And even though I think it was right to do that, I think it was a big story. And it's borne out that, man, he's not that good in left field. Mm-hmm. He is not doing great right. in left field. But, yeah, I think people got sick of it.
Yeah.
Like at a certain point, especially during spring training,
yeah.
there's a certain point where people are like, all right, can we just see what it looks like when he gets
Let's
out
get
there?
Get to the season.
And it hasn't been, I think people had a vision of it being a continual disaster.
Yeah.
It pops up every few games.
Yep.
They're like, oh, okay, maybe a different guy would have made that catch.
Maybe, yeah. So we got, you tweeted this out too. You got some replies. We're going to get to the replies. What I think is funny is that the other story that you had brought up that you and I have maybe overcovered, that we admit that people might be sick, that we've overcovered it, is one of the very first texts we got in response to one of the most overcovered. Someone texts in, definitely the Belichick and his 20-year-old concubine story.
Yes.
We
yes,
admit
I
it.
Thought of that.
We, Seth and I love that story. I don't know what to tell you. It's like one of our kids.
And it's fallen by the wayside. There's no new news.
No, and we
put the kibosh on it.
Yeah, we haven't talked about it in a few weeks. So it's not
I knew we were going to get a text about that.
Yeah,
or
we
several
did.
Texts about that.
Yep,
yeah. Because you, every time you, and you love it, I think you love it more than I do. But people, they get angry at you when you bring it up.
Yeah. I'm fine with that. Overcovered stories, Belichick.
Now that I've read Belichick's book, now I hate you for bringing it up.
You get it.
You
do. Yeah.
I do get why the book does it. I do get, having read the book, yeah. I understand where, I mean, like, he should have anticipated and expected that he's going to get those questions about
yes.
Jordan Clarkson. But at the same time, it's like there's nothing about this book that would suggest he should be talking about Jordan Hudson to promote the book.
Right. Overcovered stories. These are text messages. We'll get to the replies to your tweet here in a second. Bill Belichick's relationship, number one. Okay, this is good feedback. I can take
yeah.
it. Number two, anything related to Stephon Diggs?
You know, people get upset when we bring up all the stuff that's happened with the Patriots.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to apologize for that because these are, at the time, it's a big national news story. And it's not like so when Stephon Diggs was caught passing a baggie with pink crystals in it to a woman on a boat, that was a big national story for a few days.
Yeah.
And we talked about it well as a national story. If we were going to continue hammering it and like watching for CJ or for, like Stephon Diggs news out of New England or something, then I would. So I reject that one.
Okay.
We'll talk about Stephon Diggs when it's appropriate. We've done very little Stephon Diggs discussion other than kind of the offseason strategy and how last year's offseason
yep.
strategy is relevant to this one. We've been largely positive about the Stephon Diggs experience
yeah.
here. And so, I reject that one.
Yeah,
we did not overcover that one.
Yeah, we didn't overcover. You may not like Diggs as a topic, but I don't think Seth and I overcovered Steph. I don't think you hate it as a topic, Texter, because we've beaten it into the ground or anything like that.
Yeah.
There's a couple more here. Texans O-line and Nick Caley, all for good reasons, though.
So it's not necessarily overcovered, but there is I think people have a certain tolerance for offensive line talk.
Yeah.
And even though it's a very serious and real issue, from January through September, we just flat out don't know how it's going to look with a new offensive coordinator until they get out there. So we probably, I would confess to maybe sometimes we need to just back off on the O-line talk because it's not something that people really enjoy. Like, they don't need to hear O-line talk.
Yeah. The other one we got was Kevin Durant, but the person who said Kevin Durant, now that the trade came to fruition, I get it.
That was going to happen too, just because we don't typically talk a boatload of NBA.
Yeah.
So when the Kevin Durant stuff was going on, I think that some of our listeners, it wasn't just that we were talking about Kevin Durant. It was that we were just talking a lot more NBA free agency in general.
Yeah.
And a lot of people just don't have an appetite for that.
I can see
so
that.
So I don't know, maybe somewhat overcovered, but it was also, I mean, it's a big,
it's
big
a huge
deal.
Story,
Kevin Durant,
man.
Coming to the
it's
Rockets.
A, it's a huge, huge story. The other one. You guys also drove the Lance McCullers issues into the ground. I don't think we overcovered Lance McCullers. I had an opinion on Lance McCullers that people just didn't like, where I'm like, well, he's doing fine. And if this, then we get it, you know,
yeah.
It's like getting a free agent and people, I think people were mad that at least I know I was bringing it up in a way that I felt pretty positive that we were going to see Lance McCullers this year. Nobody wants to hear that. At the time, nobody wanted
that's
to hear
a,
that.
Yeah, that's a, you know what? Okay, so in overcovering it, Maybe we were pinning our hopes too much on Lance McCullers,
or that we were even mentioning him. It got people. Remember every
mentioning
time
we
even
okay,
mentioned
yeah,
him, and people.
You know what? I could see that where people are like, "All right, you guys are acting like Lance McCullers is a big deal when I don't feel like he's a big deal."
Yep,
I'll accept that criticism.
I will too.
I don't know. Frankly, Sean, trying to listen with open ears here and everything feels like people are killing the messenger. I mean, there's a certain point where the news is what the news is,
man,
and the topics are what the topics are. I don't know what to tell you.
But
I'm listening.
Sure. What did people say in reply to your text or your tweet?
Okay, let's see. Now Steph Stradley had some replies that were just mostly about like sports radio in general.
Just topics. Just like topics or benchmarks she doesn't like.
Yeah, talking about the offensive line issues, like drunk guys at the end of a bar. The average discourse is trash. All right, I object to that. If anything, it's a little too nerdy when we talk about it.
Probably.
It's not like Sean and I are sitting here acting like, I don't care if you believe these guys. They're pros. They wouldn't have made it back in my day. I'll tell you what. My high school football coach, he wouldn't allow those false starts. Now I got to clean my mic cover.
I know, that was wet.
Steph, also, I feel like it's being leveled right at us. She's leveling this at you.
Yeah.
Being legit mad about what some guy ranks something Houston-related and Rushmore's. That's the corniest discourse.
And Rushmore.
I don't know if we've ever done a Mount Rushmore.
We probably have at some point, I don't think – we don't do, like, a daily Mount Rushmore or anything. Like, here's the thing, though, Steph. This is what I'll tell you. If we did a daily Mount Rushmore, the people that you're viewing as a level of IQ far beneath you would all listen to something like that. People like lists. Sorry. Yeah. You know, they like the rank and file love their lists, and I am part of the rank and file.
Okay, Champ Slice. Champ Slice gives good feedback.
Okay.
Positive and negative.
Yeah.
I like Champ Slice.
I do
Champ
too.
Slice says Tucker and Bregman being MVP candidates on a team other than the Astros.
Okay.
Have we leaned too much into the Bregman and Tucker Tucker watch?
I think we threatened to at the beginning of the season, and I would say we have not done that. Remember when Tucker played in those two games over in Japan? And we were following the games, like we were following each at bat. I'm like, I can't wait to do this all year long, and we really haven't done that, I don't think. You know?
A bunch of people said the draft and OTAs.
Okay, well, sorry.
OTAs is an interesting one. Yeah. I'm always torn on OTAs because we always worry, you always got to be conscious of like, all right, am I getting too football, like too into the weeds and football nerdy about stuff?
Yeah.
That's a tough one. I could see the audience being very divided on that.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people, we have a lot of listeners that want us to talk more about the Senior Bowl and all of that stuff, like get into the really granular stuff. Yeah. I think the OTAs, we do try to find a balance there, and I think there are a lot of people that are just like, come on, man, we're talking about practice.
Yeah.
So I'll confess to maybe over-covering that, at least over maybe like 50% of our listeners don't like that.
Yep. I think that's accurate.
We'll do a town meeting about this next year before OTAs.
Well, we do, as a station, we do something.
And then we'll
like
talk
that.
About it for 2 days afterwards.
The town meeting. And we'll power rank the people who gave the best opinions at the town meeting.
This time next year, I want people to say that the coverage of the Sports Radio 610 town meeting about OTAs was over discussed.
My Mount Rushmore of listeners at the town meeting to discuss OTAs was the following. Yes.
Okay. Now the other one is this overcovered again. I think this is just the news is what the news is.
Yeah.
Astros injuries / diagnosis / everything else. I got a lot of responses that the Astros injuries in general are.
Sorry,
overcovered.
If they'll stop getting injured, we'll stop talking about injuries.
I don't know what to tell you on that one, man. It's bad news, and we got to deliver it and discuss it. I don't know.
Okay, you made a key distinction. There's a difference between us covering something that is repeated bad news and over-covering something and beating a dead horse. I don't know how you can call the Astro injury situation anything remotely close to a dead horse. Mm-hmm. Ironically, because the dead horse would be the ultimate injury. They'd be dead. But this is good.
We took a good, clean, and hard look at ourselves and realized that, we're not in the wrong on anything.
No. At the end of the day, our show, best in the world.
Best
in the world. All right.
Best in the greater Houston area.
That's right. Payne and Pendergast with you. Keep texting in. We'll read them. 713-572-4610. Seth and I actually talked about this the other day. Sorry if this is over-covering it, that we're going to do it a second time. First head coach fired. We did our scouting report. The odds are out.
This is one thing that NFL coaches themselves get super sensitive about.
Okay, well, I'm sorry.
To which I always tell them, like, oh, you guys don't like us talking about you guys getting fired.
Yeah.
And yet you fire half of your players every single year. Right, like, oh, sorry about it.
Right,
oh,
yeah, right. Oh. Sit down. You know what? Sit down on your pile of cash and listen to this next segment.
You're fully guaranteed contract.
Hey, what the hell? And, they don't like this. Oh, this sorry. $10 million.
I don't like that they're going to talk about me getting fired. Yeah. Hold on. I got to go fire 9 people.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, so buckle up, Buttercup. We're going to go through the odds on this thing coming up next.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You guys are texting in some good ones about overcovered stories, and I think it's morphed into stories they feel like we, Payne and Pendergast, have overcovered. Yeah.
You asked for it.
Sure.
You know, yeah. Tell us which ones we overcover that we've talked about.
Someone sent in a good one. And it doesn't mean that we're going to stop covering it, because Seth and I like these stories. I think other people do too. But Aaron Rodgers, we do hit Aaron Rodgers probably more than the average non-Pittsburgh, Green Bay, or New York show hits Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I think you've got a little bit more appetite for it than I do. I guess I don't. There's times where I don't like it when it's just pure soap opera stuff. I like it when it's either a little bit soap opera-y, but also combined with the football part of it. Where you, as a WWE fan, love the drama and what have you. But yeah, I think there's a lot of people that we'll try to be more conscious of, like, okay, is this Aaron Rodgers story actually worth talking about?
Yeah.
Sorry, Sean, that was a D-bag move by me. What? I didn't. Yes, I enjoy the Aaron Rodgers talk.
Oh no,
but sometimes
okay.
It's sometimes it's maybe we should. We'll try to lay off sometimes.
Yeah. No, I didn't take it any sort of way, man. I think you were spot on. It's all good.
You really should have.
But I've got issues with 5 other things you said in the 6 o'clock hour. Let me go through these right now.
Oh, yeah, Seth, you remember the time that you read the Guardian stats exactly wrong? Yeah.
Odyssey Rewind.
Remember that
feature.
Really stupid thing you said? This is for the listeners that weren't listening.
Six o'clock hour. Yeah.
I had one of my biggest CTE moments in the six o'clock hour. But the Astros medical staff said I'm fine.
Yeah,
don't worry about it. We're fine. Cool.
Yeah. So Seth is going to come in decapitated tomorrow. It's all good. Yeah.
Well, I got that potential big dementia payout or that CTE payout from the NFL, but I only get it if I die with it. So that's the problem.
That's going to be tough for you to spend the money. That's for sure.
Some of the neurological benefits only. I can't remember which ones they are, ironically enough. But my favorite thing is when I get these updates on the NFL neurological benefits.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I can't read this document. I don't know. It's too long, and I can't make sense of it. I have no idea. Is this evidence that actually I do qualify for their neurological benefits or what? I don't know.
Now that we're going down this road, and we're going to get to the first NFL head coach fired.
If you're suffering from dementia, follow these 19 steps to be sure you get your settlement.
Yeah, perfect audience
I'm
for
like,
that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'll get right on that. Is that a robin in the yard? Oh.
Balloons. Okay, but this is important here. I promise we're gonna get to the first NFL head coach fire, but I feel like this is important. Usually about this time of year is when you go to the Cleveland Clinic for your annual NFL checkup, and I don't recall you going. Did you remember to go this year?
No, I did it during the Super Bowl. They had it set up. So I went.
That's right.
And I realized later, my A1C was higher than it usually is, and I realized that, I did this at the very end of a week in New Orleans.
New Orleans?
And... So A1C measures your blood sugar over the course of a few months, but if you go hard to the hoop in the last week, it can plug it. So I was a little less concerned afterwards. I'm like, oh yeah, I had 17 beignets for breakfast the day before.
Man, if they did it in Las Vegas the year before where you and I had that cake machine right at the bottom of our elevator.
Cake vending machine.
Vending machine. So don't test my A1C, please. It's not indicative of how it's been. So the favorites to be fired first among NFL head coaches. Hey, NFL head coaches, gather around for this segment, you bunch of wusses. Let's take a listen and take a look here at who the favorites are to get fired as Ben Gary plays Game of Thrones in the background. By the way, D'Amico Ryan's 50-1, way down the list. I'll accept anybody's action at 50-1 right now that D'Amico Ryan's is the first head coach fired, let alone fired at all. He's not getting fired. Brian Daboll, Mike McDaniel and Shane Steichen are all at the top of this list. And they were three of the guys we discussed earlier this week when we were looking at hot seat scouting rankings.
So Brian Daboll, I put him in the category that I did with Robert Saleh last year, where I don't know if Brian Daboll deserves to get fired because I don't know what he's really capable of if he were in a healthy organization. So Robert Saleh with the Jets last year, I predicted that he would be the first one fired, despite me really, I thought Robert Saleh was doing a better job than most people gave him credit for. But he was also in an organization that was just an absolute mess and disaster and dealing with it. People were upset at various given points. People were either upset that Robert Saleh wasn't running the show with an iron fist or he wasn't kowtowing to Aaron Rodgers enough.
Right.
Like, oh, he said something in a press conference that might upset Aaron Rodgers. So it was a mess. Brian Daboll, I kind of put in the same boat where it's been a mess with the quarterbacks the entire time he's been there. The GM, based on what I saw from Hard Knocks, seems to be the worst kind of GM and exactly the kind of guy that would be able to shift the blame from his dullard owner from himself over onto Brian Daboll.
Yes,
so yeah, I think that Joe Shane, the GM, is totally going to make Brian Daboll the scapegoat at some point.
That is a Game of Thrones. Yeah, exactly, yeah. Mara. Yeah, that's
the latest on Daboll.
On Daboll. the funny thing about odds like this, where first head coach fired, like the guys who are on the hot seat coming into the season are going to be at the top of a list like this because we know their job is in trouble. The interesting thing is I went back and found the first head coach fired for the last 5 years, and other than Matt Rhule in 2022 – who was the favorite going into the year to get fired. And he had already had two seasons in Carolina at that point. Dave Tepper hadn't become a complete psychopath yet.
Yeah.
That one hit. He was the favorite. But the other four of the last 5 years, I don't. You know, you predicted Robert Saleh last year, Seth. The odds makers had him at 20-1, which is fairly far down the list. You know,
Saleh had put up a respectable record the previous season with four non-NFL quarterbacks
7-10
for him.
He was 7-10.
Time, yeah. It was like I thought it was actually a pretty impressive feat. But yeah,
the year before that, Frank Reich was the first guy fired, and he was 50-1 going into. Nobody thought Frank Reich was going to get fired 10 games into the season.
And that's when we started to hear the stories about Frank Reich having to have the weekly meetings with the owner.
Yeah.
And Tepper, like, really, you started to get a picture of exactly how overbearing he was by NFL owners.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm kind of going backwards here. 2024 was Saleh, not expected. 2023, Reich, not expected. 2022, Matt Rhule, expected. 2021, we should caveat, John Gruden resigned in week 6 of 2021 when the emails came out of all the, you know, that had
him. That was a surprise.
Homophobic slurs. I guess if you want to say he was the first one, he was 10-1. That was a surprise. The first one to actually get fired, if we're going to be literal about this, that he got fired, was Urban Meyer, who was 50-1 coming into the year. Urban Meyer, I actually was intrigued about him being a possibility for the Texans at one point. I'm not shocked it didn't work out with a college coach. I'm shocked it didn't work out 11 games into his first season.
You're shocked. I would have been surprised. I thought it was boom or bust from the get-go. I approved of the move. I kind of liked the boldness of the strategy.
Yeah.
But it was going to be, I figured it's either going to work out really well or it's going to be a disaster. I didn't think it could possibly be the disaster that it was.
No.
That Urban Meyer was just so completely inept as an NFL head coach.
2020, Bill O'Brien, first head coach fired. Plus 1,100. He was 11-1. So he was fairly high up the list. Now, keep in mind, he was coming off of a season where they made it to the divisional round. But he was also coming into a season in which he had traded. He was the GM and made a bunch of controversial moves.
And there had been a whole lot of smoke just about discord between, you know, previously between him and Rick Smith and all that other. Rick Smith wasn't there anymore, but that we would find out later that at one point he was actually hoping to get fired.
Yeah.
So I think the odds makers just they could sniff something in the air.
Yeah, 11-1 is not super long odds. It's not, he wasn't the favorite, but he wasn't super far down the list. I think if we look back at that season, Seth, forget about his time as the GM, forget about the Hopkins trade, all the weird contracts that he gave out both to existing Texans and in free agency, all of the GM things. If we go back and look, this was not a secret going into the season. The thing that we all pointed out was the first four games of the season was a gauntlet. They were opening in Kansas City on Thursday night, you know, that Super Bowl champion hosting a team game. They then came home to play the Baltimore Ravens. They played the Chiefs and the Ravens in weeks 1 and 2 that season. That was Lamar coming off his MVP year. And they had beaten you in week 11 of the previous year 41-7. So you had Chiefs. You had Chiefs who had just come back on you in the postseason the year before. You had the Ravens who had smoked you 41-7 late in 2019. Then you go back to Pittsburgh, who was a playoff team the year before. And then you come home and play the Vikings, who were a good team at the time as well. And you start out the season 0-4.
And it was, remember the day the schedule release came out?
Yeah.
It was set up from the get-go because O'Brien had made some bold moves and decisions in the offseason.
Big time.
And it just felt like, okay, this is, you better prove it early on because they had made a lot of moves that were going to make it really difficult to operate in the future.
Yeah.
Like operating like they were all in. And I think that O'Brien, this is where having your GM and head coach be the same person, this is where you can get in trouble.
Yeah.
O'Brien made a bunch of moves where he knew he was going to get fired if it didn't work out, but then it's not his problem anymore.
Yeah.
You know, that's why it's great to have a GM who's got a long-term focus. Head coaches are going to want to win this year, now, every time. You need to have somebody that throttles him back a little bit and says, like, listen, yeah, we'd love to be bold like this, but we got to think about the long-term perspective. And but the problem was that Bill O'Brien's GM was William O'Brien.
Yeah, that's funny. Like, that's an interesting way. Like, as you say that, I'm like, yeah, he ran up a huge credit card tab, then didn't have to pay for it.
Right.
Ultimately, somebody has to pay for it. I would say the person who most paid for it was probably Nick Caserio. Because Nick had to spend 2 years digging out from Bill O'Brien's mess. And by the time you get to year two of anybody, people start to get impatient if there's failure. And there were people calling for Nick Caserio's head while he's still operating with no draft picks and a horrible cap situation.
Bill O'Brien had basically strip-mined an entire county, yeah. And then the new mayor comes in, and he's charged with making it look like a garden in the next year or two. Right. So, yeah, go ahead. Hey, this is kind of ugly over here.
Yeah.
Can you, oh, by the way, there's some toxic waste laying around. Yeah.
And people are trying to impeach him after the first year. Like, I'm still cleaning up the toxic waste. What are we doing? All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Texter, when they were talking about overcovered stories, says all the texters are wrong. Y'all are doing great. Keep it up. I don't think the ones saying we overcover things are saying we're doing a bad job. I think the mere fact that they're listening indicates we're doing something right. I think we're giving them a forum to express their opinion on something is all.
You know, and also text in which stories you think we've undercovered, because I keep seeing Mike Florio tell us we're doing a bad job in the sports media because we're not all hung up on this collusion thing. I just don't care.
I don't. Yeah.
Hey. We found red-hot evidence that the NFL is colluding. Oh, what's your red-hot evidence? A ruling that there wasn't collusion.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I guess, yeah, I'll get right on that. I'll be all disgruntled about
right
this. I read the whole document.
Yeah.
I think I'm probably in the 1% of sports radio hosts who read the entire document, all 63 pages of it.
No,
and I was like, yeah, there's some kind of juicy stuff in here, but ultimately it wasn't enough to prove that there was collusion.
Seth only read it, he trimmed it down for the benefit of his coworkers. Like, you did the Lord's work.
Yeah,
on that
I sent you a Google Doc with highlighted everything. There were a few things that, I'll do it in 30 seconds. The NFLPA had a few juicy tidbits that hinted that there may have been collusion, but ultimately it really wasn't enough of a smoking gun.
Yeah.
And there is a higher standard than there is in civil cases based on CBA language. So the arbitrator ultimately said the NFL may have looks like they encouraged owners to limit spending, but there was no agreement by owner. We don't find enough evidence that there was a clear agreement by owners to limit guaranteed money.
Yeah.
And it was actually, honestly, the NFLPA's case that they presented, it was bad.
Yeah.
The statistical evidence was just easily defeated. It was a bad case.
Florio's rooting for a mutiny amongst the players, like that the NFL players are gonna rail against the leadership of their union.
The juicier and relevant part of it is that the NFLPA signed an agreement with the NFL to not disclose this,
that's,
and then they didn't. That's the part. The NFLPA is going to come out of this looking really bad.
Yeah,
really bad.
And that's
because they kept this information, the case ruling, from the player reps.
Yes,
and that's where it looks shady as hell.
That's what he's hoping.
So, but it looks shadier for the NFLPA than it does for the actual NFL.
100%. He's hoping for a civil war among the players and the players' union. That's what he's looking for. All right, midseason report cards are out. For the Astros, for MLB, the Astros got named they got a nice honor in these report cards. How have they fared against the other A and B students in this classroom we call Major League Baseball? We will tell you what grade the Astros got coming up next.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, Payne and Pendergast. Payne and Pendergast with you on a Thursday. We'll get into the Astros report card. What's Michael Kay upset about, Seth?
Juan Soto was asked if he was upset about missing the All-Star game. The first answer he gave was like pretty. It was good. It looked like he acknowledged that there's a lot of great players and everything. And somebody asked if he was upset, and he said, "Yeah, what do you think? There's a lot of money left on the table, so whatever his bonus is."
I'm like, if every reporter in there isn't rolling their eyes right now at that. Like,
yeah. So Michael Kay, who's making $47 million a year or so, give or take, and
Juan Soto, you mean?
Juan Soto. What did I say?
Michael Kay. If Michael Kay is making $47 million, I need to
move. He's probably making over $1 million, but still, So Michael Kay, who's the play-by-play for the Yankees and also a sports radio host there, he had great issue with this because of the tone deafness of the statement. I was kind of like, all right, is this one of those things where the transcript looks worse than the actual thing? No, he looked genuinely like that is the only thing that looked like he was genuinely upset. Whatever the bonus was on the table.
Yeah, I side with Michael Kay on this. Well, the one thing you know about people that have a ton of money, the one thing they want more of is more money.
Extremely wealthy people who all of a sudden, you know, like decide like when they're still in their prime.
Yeah.
It's hard. Yeah.
I'm not angry with Soto over that. I'm just like rolling my eyes at it. I'm like, all right.
Just have a smidgen of, you know, thinking about how this might land in the ears of the fans or whomever. Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah.
All right. Get back to jogging to first base. Go along. Move along. ESPN has their midseason MLB report cards, and the Astros, they don't have the highest grade in the report cards of all the teams. Well, some of these...
I would have been more offended 3 days ago.
Yeah, exactly. I had a segment locked and loaded. We did the power ranking of the power rankings on Monday, and I'm like, we were mad at the ones that didn't have the Astros number one. Two of them had them at one, two of them had it at two. The Athletic comes out later in the day on Monday and had the Astros at five, and I was ready to come in hopping mad on Wednesday about the Astros being at five, and I'm like, well... It's probably are closer to five than they are one. I deleted that segment. I deleted it. So ESPN has the Tigers as an A+. That's cool. They have the best record in the American League. The Astros are next at A. This is all of Major League Baseball. This is a hard grader, whoever did these grades. This is David Schoenfeld. I don't want to take his class. 30 students in the class, one A+, one A. And then it drops to A- for the Cubs. But the Astros were named, though, while they didn't get the best grade, he said, and he knows that this is going to make people angry, that his team of the first half has got to be the Houston Astros. They lost their two best players from last season in Bregman and Tucker. And their best hitter has been injured all year, Yordan Alvarez. And they're playing their best baseball since they won the 2022 World Series. Now, that was two days ago.
He mentioned that somebody referred to them as the zombie Astros.
Yeah.
We had played that the other day.
Yeah.
Who was it?
It was Joel Sherman from the New York Post.
Right. The zombie Astros is about right. And they got a bunch of guys walking around. You're like, hey, I thought that guy was dead.
Well,
I thought Zach Short, didn't I read his obituary somewhere a while back? Oh, no, he's out there in clutch moments against the Dodgers.
Cooper Hummel, yeah.
Yeah.
Taylor
now
Trammell.
He's a late-stage zombie.
Yeah.
Or he's like, his head is hanging off by a thread and he's still walking, but you got to...
Barely. Well, and this was written before they lost Jake Myers. You know, and who knows how long Jake Myers is going to be out for now that he re-aggravated. At the very least, he has re-aggravated the calf injury.
Can I tell you something about this list that made me a little bit sad?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm torn because I'm really, really impressed with what Espada has done with all of this. And yet, the Tigers were the one team above the Astros in this report card. And a lot of it is because AJ Hinch has done a masterful job with that roster. I mean, their series against the Astros last year, Hinch managed his butt off.
Yeah,
the approach they had versus the Astros pitchers and everything. Like they did. Yeah, I'm the first to kind of think like, managerial moves are kind of overrated sometimes. But like when it comes to lineups on a day-by-day basis and everything. But when it comes to the playoffs and what strategy you're using, he's done a great job with that baseball team.
He's done an amazing job. Look, he didn't get fired from here because he was a dope. He got fired because of the sign stealing scandal. So
he didn't smash enough monitors.
He didn't smash. Yeah, problem. He made mistakes in not stopping it for sure. But in terms of the chess game, like AJ Hinch is, and I know I'm going to get texts from people. He should have left Greinke in Game 7 of 2019.
Should have let Garrett Cole pitch, et cetera.
Should have put Garrett Cole in there. Blah blah blah. I know we're going to get those texts. AJ Hinch was an excellent manager when he was here. He's an excellent manager in Detroit. This is one of those things. Like I could see like Cleveland, the Browns feeling, Browns fans feeling a certain kind of way that they get Belichick for 4 years. They make the playoffs once, but that's it. Then he goes to New England and all of a sudden he's the greatest thing since sliced bread. You know? So I get that, you know, with Hinch, I get a little nostalgic and think of what it would have looked like if Hinch and Luno had stayed here. You know, if they'd stuck around. Obviously the team still has experienced a ton of success.
Luno have done with the way they handle injuries and whatnot, perhaps? How would it be different?
Something have been done about it, right?
Yeah. At the same time, though, something should make you feel better about the organization, because I know we're all kind of hot and bothered about the medical situations right now. They graded, looks like these power rankings were done, or these grades were done on an actual curve, because it does. It goes from A+ right down to F, and there's a couple of Fs. But one of the ones sitting there down in the bottom in the F-ville is the Atlanta Braves. From losing to the Braves in the World Series, you can see how quickly and how far people can plummet. The fact that the Astros have been able to not have to rebuild or reset completely and stay exactly where they are right now, second team in the AL, that's impressive unto itself.
That's a great point. You know, the Astros lose Springer and Correa and Verlander and Bregman and Tucker, and they're an A on this report card. The Braves lose, I'm just going to highlight the biggest names because I don't follow them day to day, but they lose Freddie Freeman, they lose Max Fried, they're an F. You know, they probably lost a few other guys too. So, that's good. And the Astros.
Nationals got a D.
You know? Right.
So you look at, let's have a little fun. Let's look at the teams that it may have defeated the Astros at some point during their golden era and check in on them now. The Nationals are down at a D.
And the Nationals went from World Series champion into that realm very quickly. Yeah. You know, the Strasburg's career ended. They lose Rendon in free agency. And then they're, you know, and Scherzer and all that other stuff going on. Of the teams that graded a B- or better in this, there's about maybe a dozen or so teams that graded a B- or better in this thing. The Astros are a combined 30-20 against those teams this year. So those aren't necessarily the 12 or 10 or 12 best teams, because as Seth points out, it's graded on a curve. Like the Angels have a B- and the Yankees have a C. The Yankees are a better team than the Angels, you know.
So at the beginning of this week, we were talking about how well the Astros had done versus teams. Winning teams, they were the best in the league against winning teams. Against division leaders, they've been incredible. They've pretty much, they nearly swept the entire, all of the NL East division winners in the course of 2 weeks.
Yep.
But we're sitting here on the heels of a 0-3 series versus
Guardians. Yeah, yeah.
Who grade a D.
Oh, were they a D on there?
In this ranking.
Yeah.
I don't know. This page keeps, is it bailing on you right now?
No. I've got it open. I've got it open. I could see.
My computer's falling apart, Sean.
Mine's in the shop right now, over at the Apple Store. I bought a new iPad this weekend.
So are you done with your laptop?
Well, no, I can't because there's stuff on my laptop that for whatever reason it didn't load up to the cloud, like documents and pictures and some of that stuff. So I'm gonna pay. It needs a new battery. I say it died. It needs a new battery. It's like $150. So I'm gonna pay the $150, and it's basically just this adjunct computer that has a bunch of stuff on it that for whatever reason doesn't upload to iCloud. So yeah, that's my world. Anyways, I love my new iPad though. Love my new iPad. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you on a Thursday into the 9 o'clock hour. We go. All right, top 10 safeties in the NFL are out on ESPN.com. The execs, the coaches, the scouts weighing in. There is some very interesting Texans stuff in this top 10. Safeties list that we will get to coming up next.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.